All right. As we promised, we're going to open up today, Making Waves to Fight Cancer. That's right. It is the 20th annual Swim Across America Fairfield County, and we're pleased to have the voice of Nancy Carr on the other line. She's the director of this Fairfield County Swim, this open water event. Lots of excitement, lots of swimmers, including some Olympians. Lots of opportunities to volunteer or to just show up and enjoy this event. Who needs World Cup, Nancy? Come on, we got the swim.
We've got the swim, John.
Stupid World Cup.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me back and giving me this opportunity to share with your listeners about our very exciting news or our 20th anniversary swim. We're really, really excited to be marking this this milestone after having raised over $8 million in the last 19 years fight cancer. So this is very, very exciting for us.
And near and dear to both our hearts as fellow cancer survivors.
Absolutely,
John. And this the cause that you're raising money for is putting priceless research towards saving many, many lives of folks who may be predisposed or are already survivors of cancer.
That's true, Joe. You know, and it's interesting, John, that you use the word priceless. You know, that's kind of thrown around a lot. I remember, you know, the Amex ads, right?
Oh,
that,
sure.
You know, everything is priceless.
Right.
But unfortunately, this research, while it is priceless, it does cost money.
Right.
And that is why it is so important. And we really emphasize that, you know, the science matters. You know, there are people who are being treated for cancer now that didn't have hope, you know, not too recently.
Right.
So the research that we fund allows the researchers to find new and better treatments. The researchers all over the country are dedicating themselves to finding cures, to finding better treatments, and they share this information with each other, right? So it's not that, you know, if we have a researcher that we're funding, for instance, our newest research this year is going to be focusing on ovarian cancer. Advances in ovarian cancer are going to help doctors treat people who have lung cancer and brain cancer. I mean, it's all so important, and it's so interconnected. And it is so important to be able to fund these researchers so that they can continue to do what they're doing and to come up with these amazing, amazing developments that are really making a difference in people's lives.
Yeah, and we need to tease out a little more something that you said really quickly that may have been lost on folks that may be listening at 6 or 7 in the morning on a Sunday. And that is the byproduct of a targeted research. We have been hearing, especially through DNA and genetic initiatives, heard how they're out to target something within the arena of AIDS, and they end up finding a cure or a life-extending therapy for a cancer, or they're doing targeted research, as you said, on ovarian cancer. And wow, look at that. It's also making a difference with our test subjects who are suffering from lung cancer. This this spread of the research and the possibilities that it has really does make it priceless.
It really does, John. And, you know, I am in no way, shape, or form an expert on cancer, on cancer research. I'm not the one to talk to if you want to, you know, get into the details about how this all works. What my focus is on is paving the way for these researchers to do the work that you're doing. I mean, we don't need to get political on this,
sure.
But we all just know the atmosphere in which these researchers are working right now. There's a lot of money that that is not going to science, that's not going to research now where it has been before. And Grassroots fundraising that we do on a person by person level with these events like the one that we have here in Fairfield County on June 20th, they just have tremendous, tremendous impact on what these researchers are able to do. It all costs money, all the equipment, all of the people in the lab, all of that, all of the testing.
Right.
And this is why we have a goal this year of raising $1 million.
Yeah.
It's our 20th year, and we want to make as big an impact as possible and continue pushing forward gene therapy, immunotherapy,
right,
and all of these really promising breakthroughs.
Yeah. Nancy, it's no secret. Some of the smartest scientists in the world, they don't work for free.
That's right.
Right. And fortunately, the Alliance for Cancer Gene Therapy has many of the these smartest scientists. So to be able to keep that work going and growing, it's really important for people to come out and support Swim Across America Fairfield County, as we said, coming up on June 20th. Down at Dolphin Cove in Stamford. It really is such a family event. It's so much more than a sporting event, although the competition is as exciting as some of the participants are inspiring, because we have cancer survivors, we have amputees, we have individuals with disabilities, individuals who have overcome great adversity, swimming besides, as we pointed out, former Olympians and amateur swimmers. It's such an awesome event.
Thank you, Joe. You know, it really is. It's about community. It is such an uplifting event. If you haven't been there, and I encourage all of your listeners to take a look at our website. It's swimacrossamerica.org/FC for Fairfield County. We have pictures posted there. There's a video people can look at, and really to try to get a feel for what this event is like. And I think that once people do that, they're really going to be able to see just what a wonderful experience this is. And they're going to want to get involved, not just because they've been touched by cancer, because at this point, right, you know, who hasn't?
Right.
I think cancer has touched everyone's life or someone that you know, right? And this is just such a wonderful way for really anyone in the community to come out and be part of this event and be part of this event that raises money, it raises awareness, it raises visibility, it raises hope. Mm-hmm. For so many people,
right,
and anybody can get involved now. We have a kids splash, John, that we introduced a couple of years ago.
Right.
So that's, you know, we say that it's for kids 11 and under. We have parents coming in with, you know, carrying their babies into the water.
Mm-hmm.
The older kids can splash around, or they can swim out to this big inflatable flamingo we have out in the water. We have face painting and balloon animals and crafts. And that's just for the little kids. Then we have people volunteering on land and on the water, on boats and kayaks and paddle boards. We have
responders.
All of our
swimmers. How about our?
Sponsors for sure. But you know, and then we have a couple hundred people getting in the water and swimming a half mile, a mile and a half, 3 miles, and to get down there and to see all of these people with the same goal in mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's so wonderful, and it's so important to the community.
Yeah, and I was going to say you're also supported by the Stamford and Greenwich, you know, fire police, EMS, perhaps even the state police get involved, making sure traffic is running on the highway.
The Coast Guard is out there.
Right.
Police boats are out there. We have EMS. We have open water certified lifeguards,
mm-hmm,
that come in from Jones Beach on Long Island.
Nice.
This is a very, very safe event. And it's just so much fun. I know I keep emphasizing the fun part, because this is a serious topic, right? We're talking about cancer.
Sure.
And we're talking about people's lives. But this is a way that everyone can make a difference. And you don't have to be a swimmer. I'm not a swimmer. And if you are interested in getting involved, there's a way. There's a way for you to make an impact.
And never mind not being a swimmer. Technically, you don't even have to go to support the cause because you have this SAA My Way option.
You know, Chuck, that's absolutely right. And thank you for bringing that up. So SAA My Way really took off in earnest during the year that we didn't have an event because of COVID. And with SAA My Way, you can choose to do whatever activity you want as part of Swim Across America Fairfield County. So you can run, you can bike, you can babysit, you can jump out of an airplane, you can do whatever you want. You sign up on our website and you say, okay, you know, I'm not going to make it to the swim, but I'm still going to fundraise. So I'm signing up for SAA My Way. You get a personal fundraising page and you can send that out to, you know, your friends and colleagues and your neighbors. And that's how you raise money. And you're part of it without actually, you know, being at the event. And as you say, it doesn't have to be with swimming.
Right. Also an opportunity to remember and to tribute longtime supporters and volunteers, names that a lot of people down in Lower Fairfield County will probably know. Just a variety of different things going on with the ultimate outcome of supporting this critical cancer research. You can get your selfie taken with the swim mascot. As Nancy pointed out, the kids can get their feet wet and get in on games and all kinds of excitement. As we quickly mentioned early on, if it wasn't for cancer research, I might not be here today. You might not be here today. And as a cancer survivor, this kind of thing is it has a different level of importance.
It's true, John. You know, it's hard not to have this be personal, especially for people like you and I who are cancer survivors. And there are so many of us out there. The immunotherapy that I've been on for the last year, that clinical trial that brought that drug to me and to so many like me was funded in part by Swim Across America. Mm. So this is truly, I don't even know how to say it more clearly, I guess, than the funds that we are raising come back to support us and the people that we love.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, they truly give life.
They do. And, you know, it's not just this thing that's out there. Oh, you know, we're raising money and where's it going to go and who's benefiting? We are all benefiting.
Yeah.
We are all benefiting from every moment that these researchers spend in the lab or spend with patients finding ways to improve treatments and hopefully not too distant future being able to find a cure for all of these cancers.
Right. Well, let's get to work. We want to raise $1 million for the Alliance for Cancer Gene Cancer Gene Therapy. It's Swim Across America's 20th annual swim coming up on Saturday, June 20th, down in Dolphin Cove in Stamford. We hope everyone turns out. Bring the kids, the grandkids, the grandparents, the neighbors, the office mates. It is a truly festive atmosphere, or step up and get involved as a volunteer. It's not too late. You can get all the information you need and find out ways to donate, even if you don't want to go to the event. Participate in SAA My Way, the virtual option. It's all there for you at swimacrossamerica.org/FC for Fairfield County. Their director is Nancy Carr, a great friend of ours here at For the People. We we hope you'll come out. And Nancy, once again, thank you for everything that you do for all of us fellow cancer survivors and in your work to help prevent folks from being a victim of this horrific illness. So appreciate it. Good luck. And we'll talk to you again next year for 21.